Hello guys, thank you for joining us again on another episode of the Incredibly Disappointing Podcast. I am Christian Rodriguez.
And I'm Diego Herrera.
And we want to start off by saying rest in peace, Angus Cloud.
Yeah, he died, right?
Yeah, he passed away, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, he passed away yesterday, yeah. Which is kind of weird because it's like, I don't know, man. He was young, 25.
He was super young, I mean, 25.
And what was kind of like weird is that a lot of people were considering him the next Mac Miller.
Yeah, which he obviously got mad at a few people.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be compared.
Yeah. I remember I saw one TikTok where he was like getting in his car and they're like, oh, would you ever do a Mac Miller movie? And he just like, he didn't even say anything. He just ignored it.
Well, yeah, because it's like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I would feel like people would make you mad if they compare you to, like, one person your whole career, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, he OD'd. Mean,
it definitely sucks, especially because I heard that his dad had passed away about a week before.
Yeah, a week before.
So, obviously, that kind of, you know, led to everything that happened.
He overdosed.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he was one of, like...
He was a good actor.
He was a good actor. I mean, because a lot of people, like, wanted to work with him.
He was a good actor because, like, what's it called? You would see, like, his interviews was just his character on Euphoria.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. He kept it real all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite Euphoria character?
Little kid, bro. I forgot his name.
Fuck, I forgot the little kid's name.
I forgot his name, too. But yeah, definitely him.
I like Nate. I don't know why.
Nate?
Yeah. He's just fucking crazy.
I don't know why, but that one scene where it was like, well, Cassie and like him in his like room, and they're arguing because she's like, well, like, how can you love my best friend?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you love me. And he's like, what the fuck? Like,
he's like, you're crazy. Yeah,
you're fucking crazy. That scene is funny as fuck.
Yeah. Like, it has a lot of like scenes that like turned into memes.
Yeah.
Which was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you know
it's a show's good,
yeah.
Yeah.
When it becomes memes on the internet. But yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I like Nate. I don't know why.
No, I like the little kid, bro. He's a fucking badass, dude. And then, what was it? The grandma, right?
Yeah.
The grandma? She's someone famous, right?
Yeah, she came out of The Sopranos.
There you go.
Her name's Catherine Narducci. Mm-hmm. But I forgot her name of the show. But yeah, dude, fucking, like, she's badass.
Yeah, yeah.
She's actually pretty cool.
No, like, when they did that little, like, thing of her, like, in the past, that was...
Yeah, that was I like that episode. Yeah. I like that episode. Where, like, she just found the little kid. Like someone had just left him and they, like, she, like, took him in or whatever. Or, like, it was, like, her dad. And somehow, but, like, she just took that kid in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Euphoria was pretty cool. And then, supposedly, with the whole writer's strike, they're gonna... Like, they might release till 2025.
The new season?
Yeah, the new season.
Wait, so had they already recorded it, or were they going to record this year? Because I know it's going to come out in 2024, right?
Sometime. Well, that's what they were saying. Euphoria might be pushed to 2025.
To 2025.
Because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
That's going on. Which kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah. But honestly, I think it wouldn't be the same without...
Yeah, without Fez. Yeah. Without Fez.
Honestly, yeah.
That is true.
Especially because... Well, they could actually make it work in terms of, like, the show because of what happened at the end of the
Season. Yeah.
But it sucks for the other character, Cassie's sister. What was her name?
Fuck. I don't know.
I forgot.
But she was hot as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. She was. Yeah.
She's hot really as pretty, yeah, yeah, she is. Yeah. I like Euphoria, though. Euphoria was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a mixture of everything that's going on in this generation.
It's a mixture of what... Parents think high school is right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think it is.
Specifically right now.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Another thing is like, what's it called?
No, Nate's dad? Jesus Christ.
Nate's dad.
He's...
Is it Carl, no?
Carl, Carl, or some shit like that.
Cal. His name's Cal.
Yeah.
Cal Jacobs.
No, he was pretty fucked up, honestly.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty fucked up.
I guess he was just a sex addict.
And apparently he came out in one of the... Was it Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
That's fuck that show. Fuck that show.
Why do you hate that show?
It's fucking, like, it's like 32 seasons of the same shit. Fuck that, dude.
I've never watched it.
No.
Mom's into it, though.
I'm never gonna watch it. Like, no, you could pay me fucking the whole money in the world, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I fucking hate Grey's Anatomy. Like, if a girl says, if a girl says my favorite show is Grey's Anatomy, leave.
Leave.
Yeah.
Just straight up like that.
Yeah. Like, if my, like, if I'm going into surgery and I ask my doctor or my surgeon, why did you become a surgeon? Oh, because of Grey's Anatomy. I'm getting off the table and going to another doctor. Going to another surgeon. I'm not. No, like, fuck Grey's Anatomy. Yeah.
No, dude. I mean, I've never watched the show, so. But yeah, I mean, I could tell it's the same bullshit. Just over and over again.
Yeah, it is true.
But yeah.
So what, you finally saw Oppenheimer?
Yeah, dude. Did you?
Yeah, I saw it last week.
Yeah, dude. I saw it on Tuesday, like in the afternoon.
I saw it Wednesday, last screening.
And I saw it on XD. You saw it on
XD too, right? Yeah, I saw it on XD, yeah.
That was the only way to go, because there's no fucking IMAX theaters here in the fucking...
Yeah, where we live, there's no IMAX.
And definitely weren't going to wait until we went back to college. Yeah. They do have IMAX
theaters. Yeah.
But fuck that. But XD was the best option. Yeah. Honestly,
yeah,
it didn't disappoint.
Fucking...
The movie is badass.
If it doesn't win an Oscar... I don't know what other movie rivals it, to be honest. No, it is such a good movie.
It was really good. But, however, I think that you do need to know a little bit of, like, the history behind it before you watch it. Because I was kind of confused on some parts, but I was confused especially at the end. Everything was just happening so fast at the end.
Yeah.
That it was just like, okay, I don't understand this. Like, now I need to go home and research what was going on.
I definitely didn't. Like, well, I knew a little bit, especially of Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
but like the other like recurring characters, I didn't know much about. But after the remember I went to the last screening.
Yeah,
got back home like at 2 a.m, and then went to sleep. And then like I the next morning I ended up like researching who everyone was.
Yeah, I have yet to do that. I want to do that.
No, you should, bro. Like honestly, I read a lot.
The guy was jealous, right? That's why that whole...
Oh, yeah. But let's not get spoilers.
That's why, like, everything that's based on the movie is because of that.
Yeah, let's not get spoilers.
But...
It's just basically high school drama.
Yeah.
With political figures.
Dude, but Florence?
Florence Pugh? Oh, I don't know, man.
If she doesn't win an Oscar...
if she doesn't win an Oscar...
If she doesn't win an Oscar, it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
The character, the actors, bro.
Yeah.
It was like a mixture of all of our childhood...
What was it? Josh Peck?
Josh Peck, the guy who played Roderick.
Yeah, Roderick. Did you ever see the movie Sky High?
No, I didn't.
The one with the... It's a high school where, like, kids, like, have superpowers. That one actor came from there. He was, like, the main guy.
Oh, you know who else was on there? Huh? I told my cousin when I saw him, but he didn't remember. The doctor from Stranger Things.
Oh yes,
who
a doctor
who was
Papa.
Yeah, Papa.
Papa came out.
Dude, yes. I told my cousin, I'm like, bro, that's...
I didn't realize it until I got home. My sister was like, she was like, we were driving home like super late, and then she was like, oh yeah, like, did you see Josh Peck and like the guy from like Roderick Rules? And I was like, yeah. Did you see Papa? And I was like, Dad's at home. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean, Papa? Yeah. Like, Dad's at home. We've never called him Papa.
Yeah.
And then she just goes, no, like, the actor from Stranger Things comes out. And then I, like, remembered, and I was like, oh, shit, that is true. Yeah.
Dude, I saw him at first, and I was like, who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that guy? And that specific scene that he's in the most keeps happening until, like, the third time the scene happens. I'm like, oh, shit, it's this guy. And I told my cousin, I went to go watch it on my cousin. I was like, dude, that's the guy who kept 11. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude, you don't remember? He's like, nah, dude, I really don't remember. I'm like, it's a fucking guy.
Papa.
I couldn't remember that his name was Papa, but yeah.
I want to watch Barbie, though.
I haven't watched Barbie yet. But
I want to watch Barbie.
Just to fuck around.
Nah.
Just to fuck around.
I'm going to watch Barbie.
You're going to watch it?
I want to watch Barbie.
Like, actually, like, you're interested in it.
I'm interested in watching Barbie.
I just want to
go. Because it got hate. Barbie got hate.
For real?
Yeah,
what?
Supposedly it's like super woke. Like,
okay.
I try to know what that woke is.
Yeah. I don't want to go into detail about that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a TikTok or two about that. But I mean, there's a whole fucking Chevrolet commercial in there too. Also.
Yeah, like see, like that's why it's like
yeah.
Like Birkenstocks is like another thing and that's going on in there.
Yeah.
I just want to watch it just to say, oh, I also watched Barbie.
Yeah.
But Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. If it doesn't win an Oscar,
perfect. Yeah.
I don't know what will, to be honest.
And like, here's the thing, like, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to spoil it. This is more.
No, like, yeah, because we can't. Yeah. Like, I don't know if people have.
Like, as much as it. I want to talk about it, I can't. I'd rather tell you after. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's this like one thing where it was like, oh shit! Like, you think it's gonna happen fast, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen fast at all.
It's a very good story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good story. Some people were hating on it too because of the scenes with Florence that they were saying it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
But
they're necessary.
Christopher Nolan said they were necessary. Yeah. And you'll understand why.
You'll understand. Exactly, yeah.
But not because of Florence, but because of the storyline. You get me?
Like, yeah.
Like, she was a big part of...
At first, I didn't know... Like, I didn't think she was, like... Well, I didn't think her character was really...
Important? Like, it was just like...
But then once I read about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's important, yeah.
No. Yeah, for sure.
A very good movie, though.
Yeah. Really good.
What'd you rate it?
A 9.
The fuck? Why?
I mean, it would be a 10 out of 10, but I had to do a little bit of history research.
Nah, it was a 10 out of 10. I was hooked the whole time.
And honestly, if you watched it in the normal theater...
Did you have to take a pee break?
I did. After what happened, like the main part, I was like, okay, fuck it, I have time to go. So I go and then I come back and they're all celebrating because, you know,
yeah.
Japan, but yeah. I didn't want to watch that part either way because I had someone already told me that they don't show anything about that. It's just them celebrating.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine being in Japan and then like, hey, let's go watch Oppenheimer.
That's pretty fucked up.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but.
Good movie though. We had some topics for today's podcast. At what age did your parents tell you that Christmas or that not that Christmas that Santa wasn't real?
For me, it was like around fifth grade.
When I
found out, but I think it's because they spilled it out. Cause I don't know what was going on that I was talking with my parents or whatever, and my dad was like, "Well, yeah, like I got you the tablet and the Beats, which I had gotten one time for Christmas," and I was like, "What do you mean?" And so then from there, I found out. Oh, I remember what the conversation was now. So I wanted to sell the Beats. And he was like, hell no, like those shits cost expensive. Like they were expensive. And I was like, what the fuck you mean they were expensive? And then that's how I found out.
Yeah, I found out probably when I was like 7.
Yeah.
And it was probably because like my mom, like she took me shopping. And she's like, oh, let's go get these toys. And I was thinking, I was like, why the fuck is she buying toys? And then like the next week was Christmas and she was like, oh yeah, like I opened the gift and it was the toys I bought. So I was like, the fuck, like I bought this. So yeah, like Christmas. But also, how would you, would you rather your kids know? I mean, yeah, would you rather kids like figure out Christmas by themselves or you tell them?
I think it depends on the situation. So like some people find out from other kids at school, you get me? Because there's some fucking assholes that would be like, Santa Claus is not real. And then you have that one that's like, no, he is real. And then they start fighting, right?
I think I'd rather tell my kids.
I would tell them when it gets to the age. Like anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and say, you like,
Santa like Claus, if, don't yeah, because if they're like 15.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, Santa Claus is bringing me like a new basketball. Hey, sit the fuck down. Like,
no, yeah.
I buy everything, you know?
Yeah. But if it happens naturally at school, which most likely will happen, then yeah. It is what it is. But yeah. Did you ever get anything do you guys even celebrate Dia de los Niños?
Probably not. We really don't. We just like, what's it called? We just like, that's the most my mom would say. Or sometimes, like, I remember when we were, like, kids, she would just probably, like, take us out to eat.
It's not a pretty big deal on you know, over here.
Yeah.
It is in Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico it is.
But, yeah, also the same... Well, I mean, for you, do you celebrate, what's it called?
Los Reyes Magos.
Yeah, Los Reyes Magos.
Día de los Reyes Magos. Yeah, I do. Like our whole family,
celebrated that.
Our whole family gets together and like we eat pozole and then we cut the rosca,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But like, I don't know, Like, I don't know why you don't celebrate. Like, are you atheist or something? Like,
No, it's not that. It's just, it's not like a big deal in our family, I guess. It's more of a big deal with our family in Mexico. So, yeah. if that day, for some reason, we end up going to Matamoros, then okay.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
Then, yeah, we do. We celebrate it, but not on our part. Like, we don't buy a rosca and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
But, well, yeah. What's, like, the best Christmas present you got?
It's a pretty tough one, honestly. I think... I guess I want to say... I want to say the Xbox One, yeah, for sure. Because I think it was the most expensive Christmas gift I've ever gotten. That shit was $500. Yeah. And I'm talking about, like, the Xbox One, like, the new one, like, when it first came out, the thick one. Not the very first Xbox.
Yeah.
But the Xbox One version, like, it was a DVR box. And compared to the new ones...
That's, like, very slim, no?
Yeah, some are slim, and then, like, the mini fridge one, too.
Yeah. No, I, what's it called? I don't think I've ever gotten like a Christmas gift that is wow, to be honest. Because like, I guess growing up, like, I just didn't really, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, I know I'm gonna get something, but it's like, yeah. I don't expect anything huge.
I think, yeah, no, yeah, because it would be the Xbox for sure. Because I've gotten an iPod Touch. I've gotten like, well, back then, you know, iPod Touches were like the shit.
Yeah.
So I think I've gotten like two iPod Touches. Which, honestly, I mean, it's alright. You know, it was normal. But the Xbox was the most expensive thing I've gotten, for sure. I can't think of another thing. I've gotten a lot of shit. That's probably the reason why.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the inner child of me would say anything that was, like, Hot Wheels. Because I would get a shit ton of Hot Wheels. Like, the sets, like, with the fucking loops and shit. Like, that was my shit.
Well, I guess as a kid, I would get a lot of, like, like WWE wrestlers, like the figures, I would play with that.
So when you would get that,
yeah, image, I'd be like, "Fuck yeah.
And I mean, honestly, Hot Wheels aren't that expensive.
That is true. Yeah. But did you hear about the UFO hearing?
No, dude, I didn't. I found that out when you told me when I came here, but yeah.
Like, this guy fucking, like, I don't know, dude, like.
Dude, it doesn't come out like
You're on TikTok 24/7?
I'm on social media 24/7 and none of that shit pops out. Except Twitter. I stopped using Twitter for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. It got boring. But yeah.
I like
Twitter changed, didn't it?
Yeah, it's X now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep calling it Twitter, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
For me, it's Twitter.
But honestly, yeah.
The UFO hearing. So it's like, they had a hearing, I believe it was last week. Mm-hmm. Like at the beginning of the week. And like some ex, like, I believe FBI agent or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Now that I think about it, I think I did hear about it, yeah.
He was like, he was like under like, it was a hearing, right?
Yeah.
And he was just like, they were asking him questions like, is there like like fucking flying objects, basically. Like, they were asking him if that's real, yeah. Like, if the U.S. government has any. And the guy was like, yeah, we do. Yeah. Like, is there any non-living creature that has come into the United States.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I can't answer that, but with the research I have given you, it proves that
what
it's true.
What the fuck?
And then everyone, like, and that's why, like, obviously Twitter just started memeing the fuck out of it.
There's no fucking way, dude.
Yeah.
Holy
like,
shit.
But, like, also, if an alien came to your house, what are three things...
Oh, wait, is that what all those memes are about?
Yes, you
sorry
dumbass.
That, but yeah, like, I've been seeing fucking memes about, like, aliens, like, smoking Zaza and shit.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, that makes sense now.
So
yeah.
What are, like, if an alien came to your house, what are three things to, like, introduce it to the Earth that you're giving it?
Shit.
Want to hear mine?
For sure.
A patty melt?
A patty melt? Yes. What the fuck?
A patty melt? Probably... that's a part. Oh wow! I thought I had a patty melt.
Uh-huh.
I'd take him to the island.
To the island.
And and then the third one would probably be. Honestly, I don't know.
The first thing would be cocaine.
Cocaine. That is true. Yeah.
It has to. It has to. Like, there's no way. And if he goes out, he went out like a G.
Yeah.
Right. But.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Imagine
I think the second thing
doing cocaine.
What would the second thing be? Mm, I honestly don't know.
Imagine an alien doing cocaine. Alien. And also, cocaine. Who would you, like, who would you want the alien to talk to? Like, to be like, hey, this is, like, you deal with them.
I know.
Who?
Joey Diaz.
Yes. Yeah,
so that would be the second thing I would introduce him to.
I'd be like, hey,
cocaine Joey Diaz.
Yeah, me too. Joey Diaz.
Dude, he's funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah, that guy is. Joey Diaz is the funniest comedian ever.
What would the third thing I would introduce it to?
That's a very, like, honestly, like, what are the three things that you would...
Oh, I know what. A Mercedes-Benz.
What the fuck?
Because, think about it, like, some Mercedes-Benz are, like, fucking spaceship. You get me? It would be the specific one that they're always showing, the futuristic ones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It would be that one. Because that would be badass. Like, imagine, like, the Instagram.
So you would show him cocaine, Joey Diaz.
And the futuristic Mercedes.
And Benz. A futuristic. Pics
would go fire.
Yeah. I'd probably switch it up. I'd probably show him a good amount of weed.
Which all the memes are about, by the way.
Yeah. A good amount of weed. Probably. I don't know. What else? What else could we show an alien? I'd show him a picture of Elon Musk naked.
Yeah.
Well, not naked, but like his upper body.
Uh-huh.
And I'd probably show him. I don't know. I'd probably just show him alcohol as well.
Alcohol? Yeah. You would.
I'd probably be like, hey, man.
Honestly, the wine bag.
Yeah, like, a wine
bag. I want to see him slap the shit out of the wine bag.
Fuck, imagine.
Dude, that would be funny.
That is true. Like.
No. But it's funny because, like, Oppenheimer came out the same time this came out, right?
Yeah.
So, Oppenheimer, you don't know, like, it's also, like, very secretive, you know, if you think about it. Like, after watching it. There's some things that they mention about the Manhattan Project. Have you heard about the Manhattan Project?
Well, just from the movie.
Well, basically, from what I think I might be confusing it, but the Manhattan Project was like they were trying to figure out Navy ships, how to cloak it so like it wouldn't be seen.
In the ocean, right? Okay, yeah.
So apparently they were able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right, and so the ship disappeared and it appeared back in a few seconds. But the people that were on the ship, like the sailors, they were like, how do you say, fused with the ship.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it.
Yeah. So it's pretty, like, I started researching that because some Stranger Things shit pop out that how Stranger Things is real.
Yeah.
Because of some facility near Manhattan also. And the fucking Demogorgons or whatever they're called. Some fucking animal washed up on the shore and it looked like the Demogorgon.
What do you think? Like, in Area 51, like, what's it called? Like, it's true that they have aliens, and do you think it's true that they have all this stuff?
I think it's true.
That they have laser guns and, like...
Well, I don't know about that.
KFC, like, recipe and shit.
KFC recipe? Imagine.
The burger patty from fucking SpongeBob, what's it called?
Oh, the Krabby Patty.
The formula. Like, I don't know. But it also is really intriguing how, like, the United States is very secretive.
Yeah.
Like, to its
there's
core.
There's a lot of things. And honestly, we wouldn't know about it if they don't make movies and shows about it.
Yeah.
I think Stranger Things was a real awakening of shit that they've hidden, you know. But we don't want to get kidnapped, so.
If you could change money to something, what would it be? Like instead of using money, you would have to pay with something else.
It's a good question. Imagine paying in pounds of cocaine. I don't know what is it with me to do in cocaine, but imagine.
But how would you make it rain at the strip club?
Should you just get a big bag and you told her sit down and
you just open the bag.
You rip a package.
I don't know, man. Yeah, but
what would you turn it into?
Honestly, probably rocks. Imagine being able to, like,
that was my first thought when you asked me that. It was rocks.
Imagine just being like, hey, like how much is it? Six rocks.
Here's six. I think I heard somewhere that that's how, like, I guess humanity started learning how to count.
With rocks?
Rocks and sticks. So,
if you could show something to a caveman, what would you show?
Honestly, I don't know. I think, like, based on, like, movies and shit, probably, like, a car. That car. But I think they would go crazy for that shit. Because they don't have to fucking...
They don't have to fucking move it.
How the fuck you say it? The fucking...
Flintstones?
The Flintstones, yeah. They don't have to fucking yabba yabba do and shit.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, they could just fucking...
I probably would. I don't know. I probably would, like, show them either alcohol or a line of coke.
Honestly,
I don't do coke, but...
We don't do coke, but...
I feel like it'd be cool, like... Because aren't, like, what, supposedly, like, cavemen were, like... They were obviously stupid.
Yeah. For their time. Yeah, for their time. They were smart, but...
For the time, they were smart, but, like, compared to now's, like, intelligence, I guess, or, like, the human mind, they were stupid. So imagine, like, giving them a line of coke, just how crazy they would go.
Yeah, no, they would go crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, like, fucking, like, ape crazy. Like, they start fucking screaming.
How many five-year-old kids could you take?
Can I take? Like, in a fight?
Yeah. Well, what else? What? Hey.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
In a fight, yeah.
I don't know, dude, because these fucking new generations, bro, I don't know what the fuck they're feeding them at school.
That is true.
Like, some motherfucker can be in fifth grade and they're my size. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is true.
I'd probably take on, like, three, honestly.
But, like, in a fight. Yeah. Three?
Give me a drink and six.
Nah.
A drink
and no, like, right now, how many fifth graders can you take on before you actually, like, start, like, you know?
I say three, yeah.
Three?
Yeah. I'm not a violent guy, honestly. Like, I'm not violent.
I could probably take... 12.
If it had someone's face, like if I just imagine them, you know what I'm talking about, right? If it had someone's face, I could take on the three for sure on the quicks.
But like, what would be your strategy to take on like a whole bunch of 5-year-olds?
We'll just trip them.
Just trip them?
Yeah.
No, I think I'd get in a corner and since they're running at me, just boom, like, start kicking them.
Just kicking them?
Yeah, and they're all gonna fall backwards, like domino effect. So now, I think I could take 25, honestly. 25?
25
5-year-olds.
Jesus. I don't know. I'm not a guy who gets in fights and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Nah. Have you? I know you've been in a fucking fight.
Yeah. A couple. I've been like two, but it's like... It's never to like the point where it's like a huge brawl. Mm. I don't even think I'm violent.
Nah. We're not violent people. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So,
Christian, you have to be, like, special.
What do you think about today? Today is National Girlfriend's Day.
Shut the fuck up. Sucks ass.
Yeah, today's the worst day.
Today is just fucking Tuesday. That's all.
Today's fucking Tuesday. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Just Tuesday.
Yeah, like, I'm a cock block, honestly. I'm a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if I can't get no bitches, no one's getting bitches. That's simple. Like, honestly.
I guess I'm not a hater. It just, it ruins your day, you know?
No, I'm a hater.
Like, it fucks you up. Sometimes I am a hater, because
you have your reasons, right?
Yeah, I have my reasons, but also, like, there's people that, like, they do it on purpose. Like, they show off on purpose. Like, I went to the Pulga a few weeks ago.
And I haven't been to the Pulga
And there's this couple that I was just turning around and I see them, right? But the girl looks at me, look at them, right? And then they walk a little bit further, they stop, and then they kiss. For absolutely no fucking reason. So it's like, come on. Like, that fucking sucks, you know? Like, it pisses you off. But, yeah, no. Today's just a Tuesday, guys.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah. Fuck Girlfriend's Day.
Fuck Girlfriend's Day. fuck Evan for not fucking responding to us.
Yeah, we have a friend, Evan. Ever since we came down for summer break, we've had, like, it's been, what, 2 months? Of just like, hey, man, like, let's hang out. Oh, I'm busy. He talks like Patrick.
This is an intervention, Evan. Fucking answer the phone, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, but,
I think that's gonna be all for today's episode.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys watch Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
And Barbie.
Yeah, and watch all the incredibly disappointed content that we have out.
Check us out on TikTok, Instagram. What else? YouTube.
You're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, so you guys are watching on
check
YouTube.
Check out the other episodes that we have.
Spotify as well. Check us up on Spotify.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, if you guys are, like, doing homework,
Just play it in the background. Just play in the background.
At the end of the day, it's just us talking dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know, wasting time. But, hey,
yeah,
we enjoy it. Hope you guys do, too. So
we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.